Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Yud. And we are on Kuf Tes Amabez. And we get into a whole new world today. Kuf Tes Amabez, we have the two das. We get into the world of Zugos, the world of pairs. What is that? As we will see. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah that tells us that there are Dalad Kosos of wine on the night of the Seder, the mitzvah d'Rabbanan, one of the two mitzvahs d'Rabbanan that we do b'zman hazeh, Dalad Kosos and Maror, along with the mitzvahs d'Araisa of Sibrit Tzitz Mitzrayim and Matzah. We had a daf be'in shir last night related to Dalad Kosos. We spoke about Afin Ayboso Anes and the mitzvah of Heseba, so hopefully that'll be up on the OU website. Feel free to join us in that shir as well. So says the Gemara today, Kuf Tes Amabes, Hechi Miskeni Rabbanan, Midi da asiba lidei sakana. How is it possible that the Rabbana would make a takana that would be dangerous to Klal Yisrael, be dangerous to people? Vatanya, didn't we learn in a brisa that anything that is even, anything that is in pairs, is kabbalistically dangerous? Vatanya lo yochal adam trei, a person should never eat two of an item. Velo yishte trei, or drink two of an item. Velo yikaneach trei, or cleanse himself in the bathroom twice. Velo yaset tzrachav trei, or a husband and wife to be together twice. Everything should be odd. 1, 3, 5, that's all good. But it shouldn't be even numbers. So here they have dalad kosos. So how could they be dalad kosos? Shouldn't drink 4 cups of wine, should be 3 or 5. Yes, there is al pirish, the rishus, there's a 5th cup of wine, but that's not machlit, that's not obligatory. So how did they do this? So as background to this, idea, again, it's not something that we fully understand today. It's more in the world of the dark side, ayin hara. We don't fully understand it. It's not rational. It's not a question of being rational, but it's a question of some people are more afraid of this than others. We will see on Amud Beis that's exactly the point. The more you're afraid of it, the more it might have effects. But if you don't believe in it, don't worry about it. That's what the Gemara is going to say. But in general, the Tosfos already says, not Tosfos here, but Tosfos in Maseches Yuma on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis says we don't worry about many of these shadim type of dark side issues today. We'll get to later on a couple of other sources, but now just to quote the Tosfos says, Umasha ha'olam einis haranachsha bazet. That's talking about something else. Lefisha ein osa ruach ra'a shore be'elu hamalchios. That type of ruach ra that creates these types of dangers aren't shore in our area. Kemo she'einis haran al hagilui va'al hazugos. Just like, says Tosfos, not worried about Gilui, about Mayim Megulim, and Zugos. Quotes it right there, Zugos. That's our Gemara. So, Bizmana said we're not, but is there any idea behind it that we could take home with us? So there is a thought in Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in Shulchan Shel Arba, which we referred to last week. We said we're going to mention it this week. So now we are. Shulchan Shel Arba is the Sefer, Hashkafic Sefer of Rabbeinu Bachai that talks about meals, all the halachas and hashkafas regarding food. It's in the Kisfer Rabbeinu Bachai, Mosad Rav Kook. So there, on page Tav Pei Zayin, the Rabbeinu Bachai says, "V'tama aser bezugos." What is the is behind the iser zugos? Lefisha kashfanim v'hamur kavim mishtayim sholtin al kol mishochel v'shosa zugos. Something dangerous. Doesn't explain it, but now he continues. V'yotam acher l'archakas hashnios sheheim hanifradim mikoach ha'echad v'hazugos mikoach hashnios. Pairs symbolize something different from God, because God is the ultimate echad. The ultimate, Achdus Hashem, one of the 6 mitzvahs, Tmidios, as we'll mention again in a minute. Right? Ava, believing in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, not believing in a Avodah Zarah. Ava Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Yichud Hashem, and Los Asuru, the 6 mitzvahs, Tmidios. One of them is Yichud Hashem. So this is the opposite. Zugos is where it's two, it's double, it's split, and that's why the prosecuting powers have some type of koach in this area, where a person left themselves susceptible to the power of shnios, the power of pairs, because that's reflective of something distant and not connected to God. Ukedei l'gvoa b'leiv inyan achdus v'hisrachek me'amunas hashnios, and to be koveh in a person's heart, the idea of achdus, of oneness, and staying away from shnios, Kinyin Shakasuv, Vim Shonim Al Tisarov, Vechin Minashnios Veilich, Al Kain Asra Zugos. That's why Chazal Asra Zugos. It's a question which came first, the chicken or the egg. Was it dangerous first and then they asserted it? Or they asserted it because it's dissident. Because of that, they the shaitim started coming. Afilu bedvarim hanechalim v'hanishtim ki ruuyim heim ha'inyanim hativiyim lios os v'simin le'inyanim haruuyim. That's a key line. The natural world is appropriate for it to be reflective and to teach us to the spiritual and the deeper realm. Right? He doesn't quote it, but we have that elsewhere. Right? We take inanimate objects and use it to be melamed us certain hashkafic ideas. Right? We discussed this a few days ago, last week, in the Daf, Lechem Mishnah. Right? One of the reasons we cover the Chalas is the Chalas is not embarrassed. What Chalas is embarrassed? Chalas never gets embarrassed. So the answer is twofold. Number one, to teach us Hilchas Brachas, to remind us of Hilchas Brachas, which bracha is supposed to come first. Number two, to be careful about how we treat others. If we have to be careful even about a challah, we have to be careful, for sure, like the story about the Chavetz Chaim that we mentioned, about others. Or the halacha at the end of Parshas Yisro. The way up to the Mizbeach has to be a ramp. Can't be steps. Why? So that the stair, the floor going up, doesn't see the nakedness of the Kohen. Well, we're still weirdly worried about the floor. He's wearing a long robe. He's wearing a shirt. What are we worried about in terms of this, seeing the nakedness? The answer is it's reflective of being a tzanua person and going above and beyond in that way. So that's here. That's the line that Rabbeinu Bachai has here, that the inyanim hativiyim are appropriate to be an os v'simin le'inyanim haru'uyim. So what we eat and what we drink also reflects that. Bikshvarya data, ki adeos ha'amitios tzrichos hein lepu'ulos. Because it all goes by actions. V'yataroen, that he says amazingly. V'yataroen b'maisa bracious. Mashalo nomar ki tov b'yom sheni. Doesn't say ki tov on yom sheni. So, various answers given. There was a chilek, there was machlokas. That's why it was chokhba bo ki tov on the third day. But on day two, why not? So some say because it was split. There was machlokas. Others say it wasn't nigmar yet. The melechas hamayim wasn't nigmar yet. There's a second idea why it doesn't say kitov. He gives a third idea. Because sheni is from, it means split. That's zugos. Second day means two. The amrina bereshis rabba. Ki bo nivra machlokas v'gehenim. The ein suffik. Ki kivan shenivru bo dvarim ka'ela. Hariyu yom mazik. She'asur lahaskel b'malacha. As Chazal say, he quotes a Zohar. Ein maschil bebeis. Don't start things on Mondays. Kimisha Mosif Allah Echad Einatov Nimsabo. That's why it's called amazing. Lachin Nikar Yom Sheni Milashon Shinui Kiha Echad Ein Bo Shinui. One is unchanging. One is unchanging. Two is changed. Two is split. And that's why, says Rabbeinu Bachai, that's why there's no Kitov on day two. Hu Shekazav Kiani Hashem Lo Shanisi Ach Yom Sheni Utrila Shinui. That's amazing. The word Shinui comes from the word Sheni. Change, unusual. We talk about a mice in a mice of shinui. It comes from the word, it's connected to sheni. And then he continues, Umimenu ve'eluch shanui hanivraim kulam haratzon, ubishar hayamim acharav matzino kitrug v'kulam. There's something negative every day after day two. Because it all flows from day two. On day three, Totzei Aretz, Eitz Pri, Velo Hotziel, Eitz Ose Pri. As Chazal say, Hashem wanted the tree to taste like the fruit to taste like the tree, and it didn't. V'chein Beravi, we know the moon, argued. Lo No'el Hashem Malachim, Mosharis Pekeser Echad. On the fifth day, we know the two large sea creatures, one of them killed the other one. And the Oro Nigganaz, ship took the light of the it and put it away, the Livyasan. And Shishi Chatam Adam, Vishant Shina Ritzon Hashem, Valavnem Ravachulu, Vihine Yom Sheni Siba Lakulam, Kikulan Ba'e Kocho, Vinim Shachin Acharav. It all comes from Sheni. It all comes from it being split, which is the opposite of HaKadosh, obviously a reflection of something that is totally not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
On the other hand, the husband and wife becoming two.
But they ultimately they're one. Ultimately one. Shnei Edim, they come together to be one kat, one unit. So you have different halves of items becoming one. But this is the symbol. Again, it's like the Sefer Chinuch always says, the more we focus on oneness and uniqueness, the more we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we eat, then we drink, everything is two, 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 that'll lead us away on a deeper sense, if we were focused on it, leading us away from Achdus Hashem. And as we know, that is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa that applies every second of our life. Right? We say it every morning and every night. Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad, what does Echad mean? So what does it mean, Achdus Hashem? So different Shatim, Rashi on the Pasuk, Hashem Echad. It's something we do thousands of millions of times in our life. Thousands of times in our life. So you have to know what to think about. Rashi says, HaYehovah V'yiyah. Hashem, that is Echad now, will be Echad in the future for all the nations. That's what we mean. That's the Rashi on the Pasuk. The Svarno says, Hashem Echad, we have to believe that Hashem is a unique being that we can't fathom. We can't fathom. He's above, he's in the four levels of being. What four levels of being does the Sfarno have? It's not the same as the Kuzari. The four levels of being are the ones on this world, right? The physical world, that's being number one. That's the people and animals, everything in this universe. The next level up, says the Sfarno, are the constellations, the sun, the moon, the stars. We understand that they're not on this world. Number three is the group of Malachim, right? Not physical at all. Above all of them, not in space, not in quantity, not in, right, but in however you describe it, right? It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's Dalet. We have to be Marach B'Dalas, right, in the Echad. Because we have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as unique and above and beyond anything that we could imagine, above the three other levels. That's the Dalas, which is four, Hashem Echad. So that is all the anti zugos is the focusing on the Achdus Hashem, as the Sefer Chinuch also says in Mitzvah Tav Yud Zayin, Shnitz Tavidu Lahamin Ki Hashem Yisbarachu Apol Hakol Hametzius Adon Hakol Echad Beli Shum Shituf. There's no partnering. There's no shituf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneemar v'shma Yisrael Hashem Echad Zui Mitzvah Zasei Eina Agada Avo Pirish Shma Klomar Kabel Mimeni Davar Zeh. Know this, Ki Hashem Shu Elokeinu Echad Hu. It is Echad. He is Echad, and he is one. Right? That is Hashem Echad. Right? We know who was the first person to say that. The Shvatim. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Right, Yaakov Avinu wasn't sure if they all believed, and that's why the Nevuah was taken away from him in Parshas Vayechi. But says the Gemara we had earlier, Im Sachim, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Yisrael. They were talking to their father. How can they say their father's name? It wasn't Yaakov. They didn't say Yaakov. They said Yisrael. That was his nickname, Hashem Yisrael, Hashem Echad. And he says, oh, Baruch Hashem. Right, and the Gemara talks about Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Baruch Shem, and so we say it quietly to try to have a pshara. Either way, this is an important discussion of Zugos versus Achdus Hashem. That's on tap for today's daf, for today's discussion. So we continue. Ask the Gemara. So how do we have, with all that background, how do we have Dalet Kosos? How were Chachamim Misakin is? If it's a violation of Zugos, ask the Tzlach on this Gemara. Forget Pesach. What about every time we bench? Every time we bench, we have the cup of wine at the beginning of the meal, and then we have bench the Kosher Bracha. Birchas HaMazon. It's every day. How are Rabbanim Misakin every Kosher Bracha by a Seuda? You have the Kosher Barifra Gafen that you have before the meal, Kiddush, and you have Berachas HaMazon. Says that Tzlach, as we had earlier regarding Hilchos Brachas, Berachas HaMazon is a Hefsik. It's a Hefsik. Because Berachas HaMazon is a Hefsik, they're not Mitztarif. That's the important Hara of the Tzlach. Lekach Nira, Devada Yoda, She'ein Kosher Kiddush Mitztarif, Lekosher Berachas HaMazon. Shari Berachas HaMazon, Hu Kamo Hesech HaDa'as V'siluk. It's a Hesech HaDa'as. I'm not thinking about, it's a halachic Hesech HaDa'as. Ella Shaya Koshelo Al Shnei Kosos Rishonim. The problem is the first two Kosos of the Seder. That's the problem. Shehem Zuga Felisha Adam Trey V'chein Al Shnei Kosos O'achronim. The two before benching, the two after benching. You're right, benching can be a hefsek. We're not worried about four. We're worried about two and two. That's the problem. Says the Slach. Okay, we continue. So what's the answer? How can they be Misakein two or four? Three answers given in the Gemara. Number one, Amar of Nachman, Amar Kra, Leil Shimurim, Leil Ameshumar Uba Min Hamazikin. It's a guarded night. Hashem already promised in that generation, Hashem will be Meshamer, the firstborns, and the rest of Klal Yisrael huddled in their homes. Leil Shimurim. So too for all generations, it is a night that is guarded in Hamazikin. So don't worry about Zugos on this night. Lo shimurim uba min hamazikin. The related to this is a halacha. Lo shimurim hu. So says the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Simin Tuf Pei Aleph, says the Ramah, Vin nohagim shelo likros al mitaso rak parshas shema velo shar dvarim shakor b'shar lelos kidei lohagin. You don't have to go through all three pages of a hamapil at the Seder. at the night of the Seder. You don't have to say. Many people don't say that ever. But one should say that. It's in the Seder, all the different parts of it. Some of it is based on Maamar from the Gemara. All the different elements of Kriya Shema Lamita. Says the Ramah, the Seder night, you only have to say the first parts of Kriya Shema and the Bracha. Mr. Brewer quotes from the Maganab from the Achronim. You have to say the Bracha too. You can't just skip a Mapil. But the rest of it, Vihi Noam and Biotchav Kidruchi, all the other Psukim and Mamaram and Tehillim that we say as a Shmira, that you don't have to say on Pesach night. Because it's Lel Shimurim. Lel Shimurim Ubam and Hamazikin. Right? That is something that we do. Bizman Hazeh. The Chok Yaakov quotes on the Shulchan Aruch here the idea of leaving the door open. Right, all the posts can say, but if it's Shchiyah Chazeka, you shouldn't leave the door open Bizman Hazeh, maybe only earlier. We'll get to opening the door during the Seder, but that is Lel Shimurim Ubah Min Hamazikin. It's interesting, Lel Shimurim, so they were all huddled in their houses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, and then I will guard you. Interesting, Halacha also is connected to that, and that is, we know from the Gemara at the beginning of Masechas Brachas, the concept of Smichas Gulu L'Tfila. Right, we can't have a hefsek between Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara says, what about Hashem Svasai Tiftach? Oh, that's Tfila Arichta. Right, that's asking Hashem to open my mouth to get ready for davening. What about Hashkivenu? Gula Arichta. How is that Gula Arichta? How is Hashkivenu? Right, Hashem, lay us down. What does that have to do with Gula? Gula Arichta. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there in Brachas, it was written on the Pesach night. On Lel Shimurim, when they were all in their homes, trying to make sure, davening, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything to them, and protect them, and when they must have heard all the screaming going on in Mitzrayim, Hashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu Shalom, Hamidinu Elokei, Ufros Aleinu Sukkah Shalomecha, that was written, says Rabbeinu Yonah, they first said that night. So it was B'Sha'as HaGeula. That's why it's Geula, connected to Geula, and it's Geula, Arichta. That's Rabbeinu Yonah there in the beginning of Maseches Brachas. But that's Lel Shimurim right here. Day number one. Day number two. Rava Amar. Kol Shel Bracha Mitztarif L'Tova Vein Mitztarif L'Ra'a. It can't be that a Kol Shel Bracha combines to make an even number. It's only considered combined if it is L'Tova, for something good. But for something evil, for something negative, it is never Mitztarif. So whenever you're dealing with mitzvahs, don't worry about it. Right, it's kind of like, you know, shluchei mitzvah in a nizokin. You're doing a mitzvah, you're listening, you can't be running into trouble. So, it's mitzarif latova vein mitzarif lara. Number two. Number three, Ravina Amar, arba'a kasi takini rabbana derecheris. The rabbana were misakein four kosos, derecheris, as we said, haseba by all four. Kol chad v'chad, mitzvah b'afinav shehu. Everyone is a separate mitzvah. And therefore, they're not mitztarif, because they're four independent mitzvos. And therefore, four independent ideas. They're not mitztarif for the potentially dangerous idea of zugos. Right? And related to this is the idea, the Meiri says it right here, that we make four borei priagafens, according to Ashkenazic custom. We mentioned already, the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Whether one makes two borei priagafens at the Seder, or four. So this Gemara doesn't say explicitly, you have to make all four. This Gemara just says that they're not mitzvah for halachas of zugos. But it could be that this is where the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Meiri says right here, this is why Ashkenazic custom is to make a borei priagafen on coast 2 and 4, even though they made a borei priagafen earlier. Says the Meiri, because they're four separate mitzvos. And every mitzvah gets its separate bracha, especially even the last, number 3 and 4, was only like 10-15 minutes in between. Coast 1 and 2, you have a whole magen in between, because it is a hesach hadas. Because 3 and 4 not, says the Meiri, we saw four mitzvahs. Gedolia poskim kasvu, shemeacher, shekol echad ve'echad mitzvah b'fnei atzma, yitzurach levorech bori p'ragofen, al kol echad ve'echad me'er ba'atan. It's pointing the riff. It's in the riff on our Gemara. V'lo od, el sheish raya shein lisbach b'achir, it continues. But that is the smach to those Rishonim that say it's a separate bori p'ragofen on each mitzvah. We continue. Lo yaset shrachav trei. So the Braisa had said, so we answer the question. Three answers, but now we get into the issue of zugos. Lo yaset shrachav trei. A person shouldn't be with their wives twice. Amai, on the same night. Amai nimlachu. What do you mean? Nimlach, can we look at it as if it was once, and then the person changed his mind, or her mind, and they're together again. But they're not mitzvah to each other. It's not like there was a plan for twice. Each one is separate. Amar Abaya, you're right. Hachi ka'amar. Now this is what it means. Lo yochal trei, you have to look at the side gear, so. Lo yochal trei v'yaset tzrachav. V'lo yishtet trei v'yaset tzrachav. Afilo pamachas. It means the person shouldn't eat or drink to zugos there and then be with their wife. Even once. Dilma chalish u'misra. Why? Because a person might get weakened after the maisa with one's wife, and in that state of weakness, they are more susceptible to the danger of zugos. And therefore, if they partake of zugos, and then they go home, so that is what the Brisa is recommending, not to be involved in that activity. Tana Rabbanan, Shosa kiflayim, Dama Barosha, if somebody drinks twice, Dama Barosha, Amar Yehuda, Eimasai, Bizman, Shiloh, Ra'a, Pnei Ashuk. Only if you don't take a break in the middle. You don't see the Pnei Ashuk in between. Aval Ra Pnei Ashuk or Shish Biyado. But if you take a break in between, you go outside, you row at Pnei Ashuk, so then one is allowed, it's not a problem. This, I saw some Achronim say, is another answer to our question. Of the basis of the Minhag, of why we open the door. After coast number three. There's Minhag by Shvoch HaMascha, why we open the door dafka then. Various suggestions given. We had a suggestion earlier in the Masechta. If you remember the Gemara Paka Igra? We had Rabbi Yosef Misalan, the Be'er Yosef, who suggested that the Gemara says that we eat the Karban Pesach in the houses, in the Gemara that says about Aliyos Lonas Kachus. They couldn't eat the Karban Pesach on the roof. So we mentioned then, they must have stuffed themselves into the houses on the Seder night, and after they finished the Karban Pesach, after Afikomen, they went up onto the roof. And then they said Hallel. You don't have to be in your Chabura for Hallel. So that's what Paka Igra, they went up, and maybe that's a remez to why we opened the door after Afikomen, as a remembrance to what they did then. This is a second idea, that they opened the door in order to be ro'eh p'nei ashuk, to be mafsik, between the third and the fourth cup, so as not to create a problem of zugos. The Beis Halevi, I saw Bishen the Beis Halevi, he said just the opposite. He says, no, the point of opening the door is to show that we're not worried about zugos, because it's halel shimurim. You know, we'll even open the door. Kodesh Baruch Hu's in charge. So it's opposite. Two reasons that is it what we would call a siman or a siba? Right? Is it a siba that is causing that there shouldn't be any problem of zugos? Or a siman, it's reflecting that there is no problem of zugos tonight, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu's in charge, lal shimura. Very interesting. Two different ideas. Amar Rav Ashi, Chazina Leila Rav Chananya Bar Bibi, De Akol Kisa, Havi Nafik, V'chazi Apishuka. I saw that every time Rav Chanina bar Yibi had a drink, he went outside and saw the shuk, he had a hefsik. V'lo amrun elo latzeis l'derech. And also, the only problem of zugos is when the person is going to go out. After the zugos, he's going to go out. That's dangerous. Avol b'beis elo, the person has no plans to go out. He's just staying home. After zugos, no problem. Maybe the mazikin aren't going to come into his house. V'amr ebzeira v'lishon kol latzeis l'derech dami. Going to sleep is like going out. Going to sleep, you're leaving your state right now. So going to sleep is also dangerous. You shouldn't have two to drink or two to eat and then go to sleep. It's like latzeis laderech. There is the Gilyoni Ashas here says, so that sounds like even during the day, sleep, you need shmira. Right? Sleep, you need shmira. There is the Ramah quotes in Reish Lamed Aleph. Also, the simon about Kriyashma al Hamita. Kriyas Malamita, the Ramah discusses, actually not, it's the next couple of simon later, this is the simon before that, Reish Laman Aleph about activities during the day, says there's Shulchan Aruch, im ef shar lo luma b'lo shena sarayim yishan. If you can't learn in the afternoon without sleeping a little bit, you can take a nap, says the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah, ukishenei or mishenaso, ein sarach levarech alokai neshama. You don't have to say alokai neshama after you wake up from a nap during the day. The Yesh Omrim Sheyikra Kodem Sheyishan Vihinoam. Wow. Some say before you go to sleep, even during the day you take a nap, you should say Vihinoam. Why? Rab Mishnah Berurah Mishum Shakanas Mazikin. Because of the Mazikin. What does it say here? Because our Gemara. Because going to sleep is like is also dangerous. And the Lavush says that the Minhag is not to do it. That's our Minhag not to do it. Especially that's talking about without forgetting Zugos, just going to sleep, that we need Shmir from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But yeah, that's the Gilyoni HaShas here. Yosef Engel quotes the idea of possibly Vihinoam before sleeping during the day because of this Gemara. Amar of Papa, V'latzeis l'beis akisik, l'latzeis l'derach dami. If you have to go out to the bathroom, it's l'latzeis l'derach. Pashas, that means because you had to go outside to the bathroom. Right, not in our day when bathrooms are inside. Uba beso lo, there's no worry if you're just in your house. Vaharava, mani kishure. Rava used to count the tiles to make sure that he didn't lose count, and he always drank an odd number. Va'abaya kishasi chad kasa, whenever he drank one cup, mankin le'ime tre kasi batre yade. To his mother, who was not his mother, who was the woman who took care of him, as we know, comes out many places in Shas, held out two cups afterwards to always keep the count. Baya had one, she always wanted him to always have an odd number, so she held two more out, so it would total three. For Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak also, kavishasi trei kasi, manke le shame chad kasa. When he drank two, there would be one left. Chad kasa, manke le trei kasi, betrei yade. So either way, you see from these cases that they were worried, even though it doesn't sound like they were going out afterwards. Answer, Adam Chashev Shaini. Maybe an Adam Chashev is different, and an Adam Chashev has to be worried about the Mazikin, even if, in a normal sense, other people would not have to be worried. Related to this whole sugya, as we said before, based on Tosfos in Yuma, a lot of Zugos, we don't have this anymore, Bizman Hazeh, have times changed? Were the Zugos in the times of the Amorim? Do we say here, is this an example of Nishtanu Ativim? As Rishonim say in various contexts, Tosfos and Maseches Moed Katan describes a certain type of fish that in the days of the Gemara says it was poisonous. And Tosfos says, we eat that fish all the time. Nishtanu Ativim, sometimes we find that in the Rishonim, that times have changed. That's one of the reasons why there was a Cheirim HaGaonim not to use Talmudic medicine. The Gaonim already quoted 1,000 years ago. You're not allowed to use any medicines from the Talmud. Why? Various reasons. We don't know exactly what they are. We'll make fun of them because they won't work. But also maybe Nishtanu Ativim. Right? People's anatomical functions change over time. Right? Some Achronim even say maybe bodies. Right? Our thumbs, our bodies are bigger or smaller. Different ideas. But Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, we've quoted this many times in the past, says, yep, in the Chinami, times have changed. And maybe in the days of the Gemara, Shadim and Zugos and all of this were more prevalent. But Bezman said they're not. Why? How could I suggest that? Says Rabbi Yaakov beautifully in Parshas Va'era, because Hashem always levels the playing field. In the days of the Gemara, there were baskols, there were Amorim, they were able to do Tchias HaMesim. There were major powers of Kedusha. So at times in history, when there were major powers of Kedusha, Hashem also has major powers of Tumah. Because in the days of the Amoraim, if there were no Mazikin, Shadim, all of that, then everybody would believe in God. It wouldn't be Bechir HaChashis. Right, because after all, what if you see a Basco that goes out and says, Rebbe Elazar is right, if you see a Basco that goes out and says, Beis Hillel, Halacha Beis Hillel, then of course you believe in God. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dark side forces there. And that's what he quotes about, like, what is it? This is talking about the Chartumim in Mitzrayim, Balatehem, right? In earlier times, when there was such Koach HaKedusha in the world, then there's Koach HaTumim in the world. Bizman HaZeh, there's no Koach, all this Koach HaKedusha. It's so little. So that's why Koach HaTumim is also, we think there's tremendous Tumah. There is tremendous Tumah out there, but not in this sense. Not in the prosecuting forces sense. That's what he says in terms of the Shadim. He says, and that's the pshat of the Rambam. When the Rambam writes in a famous piece in Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Avodah Zarah, he says, oh, there's no such thing as Shadim, and there's no such thing as any of these prosecuting forces in the Gemara, and it's all a mashal, and it's all made up, and you have to know how to take it. Right, all these stories, says the Rambam, they're not really true. And the Vilna Gaon, kills them for it. The Vilna Gaon in Yerodeah and Simon Kufay in Tess. The Vilna Gaon says, quoting the Rambam, he says, Kfar hiku oso al kad kado. Everybody, the Rambam's wrong, says the Gra. Shrei matzinu harbi masiyos b'gemara, pishem mosuk shafim. There are many stories in the Gemara that seem pretty literal. Sounds like the Amoraim were talking to Shadim. We're about to have stories right now about Sod Amoraim said, a certain Shade told me. Sounds like that is pretty real. Says the Rabbi Yaakov, even though it doesn't sound like this, he's trying to make Shalom amongst the greats. He says the Rambam wasn't talking about, he was talking about in the times of the Gemara. The Rambam was talking about later. The Rambam was saying there's no such thing about it today. It doesn't sound that way. The Rambam says even in the Gemara, don't take it literally. But either way, this is how Rabbi Yaakov tries to make Shalom between the Rambam and the Gra. Again, something that we've quoted at various times in the past. But let's continue now. If we have time at the end, maybe we'll go a little deeper into that. Says the Gemara though, Amar Ula. Asara Kosos ain't by Mishim Zugos. Ula says that Zugos are only a problem less than 10. 8, 6, 4, and 2. Once you get to 10, you don't have to worry about the larger numbers. Ula le taimei, da amar ula ba'amila b'masisa tana, asara kosos, tikra chacham ebeis ha'avel. There are 10 kosos, there are banu or mesakein, in a beis ha'avel. And if you think that 10 kosos have a zugos issue, hechi kaimi rabbanan fatakinu milso dasi le'sakana. How will the rabbanan misakin something that kalita sakana? Must be that 10 is not a problem. But tzmanya yish b'mishim zugos, 8 is. 10 is not a problem, zugos, but 8 is. Interesting, we're talking about avelus, right, after the largest levaya that took place in the history of the Jews, right, since Bayesheni, since by the largest gathering of Jews, Ravadia's levaya last night, since Bayesheni. It's unbelievable, the element of Achdus that happened last night. Anyway, but that's, right, the avelus refiter. So Ula says, 10 is not a problem, 8 is a problem. Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, Damri, Travayu, Shalom. What does it mean? Shalom? Shalom is the seventh word in the pasuk of Berchas Kohanim. Yisa Hashem, Panavi, Lechav Yasan Lecha Shalom. Shalom meaning, he's saying, Latova Mitzarev, Lara Lo Mitzarev. The seventh, any seventh, is Mitzarev Latova, not Mitzarev Lara. Aval Shisa Yeshvem Shimzukos, meaning he just went down one. Not only is the first day it said 10 is not a problem, and the second day it says 8 is not a problem. Only 6 is a problem. Rabba Rav Yosef Damri Travayu Vichuneka. Go down one. Vichuneka is the fifth word in the pasuk, right? Berchas Kohanim goes 3, 5, 7. Vichuneka Lutova Mitzarev L'ra Lo Mitzarev. Aval Arba Yishvem Shimzukos. 4 is. Abaya Varava Damri Travayu Vishmarecha Lutova Mitzarev L'ra Lo Mitzarev. Go down. 3 is only Mitzarev Lutova, not L'ra. Meaning only 2 is a problem. V'yazda Rava L'taime, and Rava is also L'shita So here. The Rava Afkinu L'Rabbanan Barba Kosos. Rava always used to give the rabbis visiting him 4 cups. 4 cups! Avaga, and therefore, because he saw from here that 3 is not mitzarif to L'Rava. Avaga the Itzik Rava Bar Levi, even though there was one rabbi that got damaged after he left. Lochash lo lamilsa. Rava wasn't worried about it. To Amar, he said to himself, "Hahu mishum to osun v'pirkei avi." He used to embarrass me with questions during shir. So yeah, I don't attribute his hezek that he received because of my zugos. It's because he obviously didn't say that, but afterwards. That's why he didn't stop doing it because he assumed that was because of something else. Again, inappropriate questions in the front of everybody, embarrassing the Rebbe, must have been asked. Good. Amar Rav Yosef. Amar li Yosef Shida. Yosef the Shei told me. Yosef talking to Rav Yosef. Yosef the Shei told me. Ashmadai Malka the Sheide. Ashmadai is the king of the Sheidim. Mimuna hu akulu zuge. He's the king. He's appointed. He's the head of all the zugos. Umalk and 2 days in the Gemara. Umalki luikri masik. And since he's called the king, it must be that he's not so bad. Because a king wouldn't do terrible things. He wouldn't be a masik. Right? Would it be a mazik? You can't say that he was the fact that he's called a king should be a good thing for us. Sometimes he does damage, but not always. Igadami, just the opposite. La Igadami Lal Hagisa. Adaraba Malka the Raskanahu. He's a king, and if he's angered, ma the boy of it. He can do whatever he wants. Shamelach Koritz Gedel, Lasos Lodarfe Mochabiyato. As you know, a king could just make a highway through my backyard. I can't be Mocha. So because the king has such elastic power, so that is why it's even more to worry about. We mentioned this past summer in Parsha Shoftim, in the Parsha Shir, the Drushas Haran, that says because the king has such elastic power, that's why he has more mitzvahs than other Jews. And that's why, says the Drushas Haran, he has a mitzvah to write his own Sefer Torah, which he has to have with him all the time. Because he can do whatever he wants, it might go to his head. And lo yarim levavo, right, his heart shouldn't be uplifted thinking he's any better than any other fellow Jew. And that's why the drasha Ran in Drosh Acharas, or in the 11th drasha, there, that's where the Ran is machalik between a melech and a shofet. What happened, says the Ran, between the time of Shmuel to the time of Shaul? What's the difference between a melech and a shofet? He goes through the differences and he says, Lefisha koach melech gadol, einenu mishubah l'mishpatei Torah, come on, shofet, v'imlo yesh shalem b'yiras elokav, yavola hafriz al amidos, yos b'mashi yischayev l'tikon haklal, tziva Hashem yisparach, sheyia sefer Torah imo tamid. Right, and he continues, and he says, because he has all this elastic power, his beautiful piece there where he goes through that a king has to always remember that there's only one Melech HaKavod. Right, he's not the Melech HaKavod. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Melech HaKavod, and the king always has to remember that. Hashem Yisbarach Hu HaMelech HaKavod Ki Hu Molech U Moshel Alav, and that's why Dafka by the king, it has the Isser of Gaiva. Shelo Yarim Levavo. The Ramban says that's the Isser of Gaiva. Right, doesn't count it as a separate losa say, but it's said in the context of a king in Parsha Shoftim, because that's the danger. Weiter. Amar Rav Papa, Amar Li Yosef Shida, Betray Katlinan, Barba Lo Katlinan. Two, by two, Zugos, that's really dangerous, we might kill. Four, we don't kill, Barba Maskinan, we only damage. Betray Be Meshogi Be Mezid, two is Shogig or Mezid, Barba Be Mezid and Meshogi Glow. Remember, the smaller even number you get, the more dangerous it is. The Ishtali, and if somebody forgot, the Ikri Venafik, and it happened, and he went out, and he had Zugos, so how can he protect himself? My takante linkot zikva diyade diamina biyade de smala vizikva de smala biyade diamina. He puts the thumbs of his hands into the opposite hands, meaning he kind of like comes together. It's a simon of achdus. He brings his whole hands together. V'neiman, he says, hachi atun v'ano hatlasa. I and you guys are plural. We make three. He's trying to create an odd situation. Not odd, but odd as in response to even. Visham yalei da'amar atunda anaharba. If he hears the answer of, no, it's four. Neimale atunda anahachamisha. He should keep going up. Visham yalei da'amar atunda anahashisa. Neimale atunda anahashiva. He should still keep going up and up, keep emphasizing the odd number. Havi uvda ad mea vachad. It went all the way up to 101. Upakashita. And then the shade, burst. The shade burst. The Rashbam says, me rov tsa'ar. He was in tremendous pain. Maybe he wanted to damage, and he was being held back, so it was so painful from him, this spiritual being, and therefore, he couldn't exist anymore. Period. Amar Ameimar, Amrali, Reish Tinhi Denashim Kashvanios, the head of the Machashefas, the head of the witches. So now we're talking about physical human beings now. The head of the Machashefas, right? There's a mitzvah daraisa, Machashefa lo sechaya. So, Haimad, the Pagabu, Benashim Kashvanios. So the head of the witches told me, this is how you get out of the problems with the witches. Neimahachi, say the following. It's an incantation. Chari chamime bitikula bazye lupumaychu. Hot tsoa in baskets that are ripped to your mouth. Meaning that should be in your mouth. Nashi dacharashaya, you women who practice witchcraft. Kerak parchaychi, your hair should fall out. Perach parchaychi, all of your spices that you use in your spells should blow away. Ivader tavlu naichi, also your tavlin should blow away. Parcha zika lemurika, chadata dinakitu nashem kashvanios. A wind should come and blow the new saffron. Murika is a spice, saffron, that the nashem kashvanios are holding. Adachanani v'chananchi lo asisu lego. It used to be when we were, had a better situation, relationship, we had chayin, then we wouldn't come together. Lo asisu, you didn't come here. Hashad asisu lego, karchananchi v'chananchi. Right, now that you're here, karchananchi, you should, this is what should happen to you. It's become, the Rashbam says, jenis karu alai rachimchem, right, we don't have the same feelings we had for each other, right, so therefore you shouldn't affect me. Okay, this is the incantation. Once we said how Zugos acts, we threw in about Mechashefas also. And again, we know from the Sefer HaChinuch, the Isser of Mechashefa, that is discussed in Parshas Mishpatim, Shlo Lachachyos Mechashef Mitzvah Samach Beis, and he talks about, the Sefer HaChinuch there talks about, and the Ramban there also talks about, that there are dark forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, and we have to stay away from them. And there are certain ways to, bring up those dark forces, but that's not the way that we're supposed to get close to Hashem. I'll tell you, Ashaya Halacha Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa. I was just asked a Shaila by someone, by an Israeli. I was my barber, right? There's a Rak Ba'aretz, right? So I go to him and he says, I'm a Baal Tshuva. And I say, yeah. So he says, well, let me tell you, how I became from? He said, I tell you, they are maze seance. I say, seance? He says, Ke seance, Shemaleta Meitim, Kemosha Ola Melech. I said, yeah. So he says, that's how I became from. He says, years ago, me and my friends got together, and there was a friend of ours that wasn't alive anymore, and we brought him up, and there was a thing that only I knew, and I asked him in the seance, I'm like, Lamaisa, he said, we did it a few times, and I realized there's an Olam HaEmet, they were still there, and I became from. I'm like, okay. So he says, this is my Shaila, I know you're a Rav, I know you're a Rabbi. He says, I have another friend that's totally not from, he's doing Kol Averish of Olam. Am I allowed to suggest that he does a seance? To him, he's doing now. He says, "Gili Arayas, Avodah Zarah, Chil Shabbos. They'll do seance. Am I allowed? Are you allowed to suggest to someone to do an avera to become from? Unbelievable. Lifnei Iver. Lifnei. I didn't. I said I'll have to come back to you next month. I got the haircut. I said, what am I going to do the next month? I said, okay. If I get an answer before that, anyway. But this is having to do with the dark forces. Mechashef alo sechaya. These dark forces exist. But that's not how we're supposed to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what there are. The Rambam says none of this exists. That's the Rambam. All these averas are because they're foolish, right? Onen and Baal Ov and Yidoni. The Rambam says by all these averas, it's foolish. But the Ramban and other Rishonim, most Rishonim, I might suggest, I might say, believe in this, that there are certain forces that they were not supposed to be involved in. Anyway, that's this Gemara also. So there might be different powers of the different forces also in history. Right, your fourth line. B'ma'arava lo kapti azugi. It's a v'ha'arevna type of question, if you know what I mean. V'ha'arevna would ask that type of question. B'ma'arava lo kapti azugi. In Eretz Yisrael, they weren't makban azugos. Rav Dimi min Ardah, kapan afilu arushmu dechavisa. Rav Dimi from Nardah in Bavel was makban even when they made lines on the barrel to note how much wine was in there. He was even makban to always have an odd number of lines. Havi uvda, one time there was an even number. Upaka chavisa, and the whole barrel burst. Klala de milsa. This is the lines to underlined. But this is the rule, Rabosai, says the Gemara. Called a kapid, kapti bahadei. Whoever's worried about this kind of stuff, then the zugos are makbid on him too. Meaning they take advantage of him. Uda lo kapid, if you don't think anything about it, lo kapti bahadei, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it for sure. Umi ulamechash mibai. What does that mean? Meaning to be choshish a little bit, alt says the Rashbam, alt says the, in terms of kishuf. But in terms of, meaning, if you're not makbid, where's the Rashbam? Called a kapid on the right side. Called a kapid yoser midai kapti ba'adei ashedim lahaziko. But, lemeichash miboy, afilu mandalo kapid lo kaptina ba'adei. If there's nothing to worry about, so then you have to be a little choshe, says the Rashbam, an amazing line. Because if not, then the Gemara should have just left out the whole thing and not brought it onto our radar. Because if once it's on our radar, we start thinking about it. So what do you mean? Okay, if we're not mocking it, so just leave it out, so we're not mocking about it at all. The fact that I mention it, okay, a little bit choshish. Don't make yourself crazy for it. Don't force yourself to the odd. Generally, don't believe in it, but if it comes up, so then be choshish for it a little bit. But again, in general, as we saw the other Rishonim say, bizman hazeh, it's even weaker. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar. When Rav Dimi came, he said, some of you might have heard of this, Shtei beitzim, two eggs. Shtei gozim, two nuts. Shtei kishum, two gourds. V'davar acher, halacha l'moshe misinai. The Maritz Chayis, elsewhere in Chagiga, says that, don't take this literally, it's not halacha l'moshe misinai. Just means it's very serious. There are many people out there that don't make two eggs. Whenever they make eggs, they make an odd number of eggs. I know people, very, very rational people. This is a Masorah that they've received. They never make, this is where it comes from. And this is the one in the Gemara. That's where I came from. Eggs, two nuts. You don't make nuts. You just take a bunch of nuts. But the eggs, you prepare eggs. You don't make it to a shaky shuim. You ever make two zucchinis? You make a whole bunch of zucchinis. But in terms of the eggs, this is where it comes from. I'm just saying the mitzias. I'm not, you could, right? Call the kabit kapti bahadei. Lo kapti, don't worry about it. Says the Gemara, umistafku lul rabbanam may niu davar acher. The problem is, the last item on the list, davar acher, we don't know what it is. The gazer abadet v'kulu zuki mishum davar acher. So you got to be worried about everything, because everything might be davar acher. That's why all drinks. Fine. V'hada amar nasar tamanya shisar ba ein ba mishum zuge. That which we said earlier, that certain amaram said the larger numbers, there's no problem. Lo amar elo le'inya mazikin. This is only regarding mazikin, as we said, the mazikin attacking. Avalinyin kshafim afilu tuvanam mechashinin. But when it comes to kishuf, if there are magicians or mechashefas near you, then you got to be worried, because they also attack the people who are susceptible to zugos. Zugos, again, like we started off, acting bezugos makes me susceptible, because I just did something that reflects something distant from Hashem. Hashem is the ultimate in achdus, and if I do zugos, so then I'm making myself susceptible, so the mazikin and the machashefas could attack me. That's how it's working here, it seems. So here too, ki yahada hu gavra de garchalo deviso, a person divorced his wife, in savola chanua, so she married a storekeeper. Kol yoma havi azol v'shasi chamra. Every day, the first husband used to go drink wine in this storekeeper's store. Havi ka'avda lake shafim. And the wife, right, the previous wife was really upset at the first husband. She kept trying to do kishuf to him. V'lavi ma'an yulebei, nothing worked. Bishuv davi mizar b'nafshi bezuga. He always was careful to have an odd number. Yoma chad ishti tuva. V'lavi yadi kami ishasi. One day, he drank an even number, and he lost himself. He didn't realize. Ad shitzar havitzayel v'zar b'nafshei. Up till 16 shots, he was okay. But mikan ve'elach lo havitzayel. After that, he was gone. V'lo v'zar b'nafshei. Afikte bezuga, and he left the store after having zugos. Ki avi ozil gospe ahutaya. As he was going, there was a certain Arab merchant walking by. Amar le gavra katiluhu to ozil hachi. He sees on his face, he already sees what's going to happen. He says, this guy, He sees the zugos on his face. He sees he's going to die. Azal chavki ladikla. What happened? The man went and he grabbed a tree. Tzavach dikla or tzava dikla. He grabbed the tree upakahu and then he died and he burst because he was affected by the zukos and the kishuf that was done by his wife. Okay, you say this gemara. What does it have to do with me? Fascinating. The Trumas Hadeshen has a tshuva and is quoted in the Raman Eben Ezer. Says the Trumas Hadeshen in Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sheila Reuven Shagirish Ishto Vinasa Shimon Beirachas Ketana. There are all these halachas in Eben Ezer about divorcees living in the same town. So if it's a small town, if it's very in the same alleyway, the same street. So in the same town, there's a lot of people. Generally, the minigolim is to be mekel. But what happens, says the Trumas Hadeshen, if they live rechokim zemizeh, but harbi pa'amim kishishlam esek biyachad nichnas Reuben lebei Shimon v'shasa sham sha'achal ushtayim. Are the two husbands allowed to be together in business v'chulu? Is it mutter? He says yiradein iser b'davar. Pashas is no iser. Pashas is no iser. Even if they spend a lot of time together, why? To the ink mashu the nearer the ink peta the lo ashkechan. You only find that the rabbanan asered a dira shel kfius. That the husband and wife should not be in the same business after they're divorced. But in our case, where they just happen to spend some time together in the town, no problem. Where do I see this? In our Gemara. Raya mehadam rinan ba'agadis teperak arei psachim. You see from this story, why the person get damaged? Because he drank bazugos. If he did a different avera, then why didn't the Gemara say that was because, rather the Gemara said earlier, right? Remember Rava said, I'm not worried about that guy who left because he embarrassed me in shir. That's why it happened to him. If there was any other Aveira involved, we would attribute that Aveira to the damage. So it must be the Mistama Lav Ba'avaryana Askinon. The Imkain my Maisi Talmuda, the Itzak Mishim Zugos. Right? That's the Trumas Hadeshen. And it's quoted in the Ramah, in Kuf Yates, in Eben HaEzer. Okay, we continue. Amar of Avira, Ka'aros Vikikaros, Imba Mishim Zugos, plates, Ka'aros of food items, and cookies, there's no Zugos. Why? Called the milsa kol shegamro bidei adam ain't by mishum zugos. Anything that it's made by man, there's no issue of zugos. Meaning a cookie, there's no zugos there. Gamro bidei shemayim b'mili mini demechal chashinan. Only if Hashem makes it. And what about wine? What about wine? The answer is because grapes are also. Tosa's Rid here says grapes are edible. And wine is edible. So wine is also considered gamar b'day shamayim. So again, it connects to our whole idea. Something directly from God that we treat with zugos, that's the problem. If we make it, it has nothing to do with it, no problem. Chanuz. What? Eggs. That's b'day shamayim, right? We don't do it. It's the chicken that does it, but it's b'day shamayim. Chanuz, Rashi has 2 days, chanuz. If you drink in 2 chanuyos, or if you... if you drink in a chanus, ain't by mishum zugos. There's no problem. Only if you drink at home and then go out. Nimlach ain't by mishum zugos. If you decide in the middle to add on one, it's only if you drank 2 at the beginning, right? What about the earlier story? Wasn't that in a chanus? That's a question they deal with. Oreach ain't by mishum zugos. A guest is also no problem because he doesn't even knows whether he's going to have another cup of wine. So the second one is not necessary to the first. Isha ain't by mishum zugos. An Isha, why? Because her drinking also is not kvius. The Isha Chashuva, Chashinan. If she's an Isha Chashuva, that they always drink, bring her a lot of wine, then we are Choshish. Amar Avchinana, Breder of Yeshua. Is Pargus, Mitzarif Latorve, Mitzarif Lara. Is Pargus a type of cabbage? It's Mitzarif only Latova, not Lara. Amar Rabina Mishmei the Rava, Zuge Lachumra, Va'amila Zuge Lakula. Some say Lachumra, and some say Lakula. What does that mean? That's going back to on the Kpeda line. Meaning, what happens if you're in a store, if you're drinking, and then you don't remember the number? Should he be machmir? Should he be mekel? Is it better to be machmir? I'll drink another one just to be safe. But lechumra, that could lead to problems. Or lekula. Or it's only mitzarif latova, not mitzarif lara. Meaning, what should you do in that situation? That's this line of lechumra and lekula. Rashi says, on the Rashbam says, in the first white line, im eini yodeya, is it better to drink another one or better not to drink another one? Are you showing your machpit or not? That's this line. Amar of Yosef, last line for today. Trevach dechamra v'chad deshichra lo mitztarif. 2 wines and 1 beer is not mitztarif. Trev deshichra v'chad dechamra mitztarif. But 1 wine is v'simanech zeh haklal. Call him a chuberlo. Anything that is, how do you remember that? From a halacha in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. If you have a garment that is small, but you have different materials connected to it, call him a chuberlo, min a chomer mimenu tami. If it is a more chomer material that is more susceptible to tumah, it's makabel tumah altogether, min a kal mimenu tar. So wine is more chomer than beer, and that's why wine can be mitzdarif. That's how you remember. Okay, we'll have to stop by Omar of Nachman. Eventually we'll continue. Again, Adaf Be'in Shir is, hopefully up. Parsha Shir is tomorrow night, and we will continue.